World History presents Inside the Third Reich, narrated by Sam Devereaux. Introduction. Hitler seduces an entire nation. Germany in the early 1930s is falling apart. The population is disillusioned, poverty is spreading, and unemployment is everywhere. Many Germans see Adolf Hitler as the only man who can pull the country out of crisis. The Nazi leader's promise of bread and work for the people makes him popular, and his demands for revenge for the humiliating peace terms after World War I find a sympathetic audience. Soon after the Nazis first seize power, Hitler begins an unprecedented transformation of society. The unemployed are sent to build roads, young folk are forced into the Hitler Youth, and women are rewarded for giving birth to many purebred children. The young German democracy that brought the Nazi Party to the fore will be swept aside. Hitler establishes himself as a dictator and commander of the German army, which quickly steps up to become a modern war machine. Chapter 1. Germany works its way out of crisis. During the 1930s, Adolf Hitler pulls Germany out of the economic mire with an extensive building program. Unemployment keeps falling, and the Nazis are hailed as financial miracle workers. But the success is hollow. Nazi leaders have used an underhand ploy to fabricate the numbers. Journalists and photographers flocked to a building site at Darmstadt. Here, the press witnessed an unusual scene. Reich Chancellor Adolf Hitler watched a column of 720 men marching, each carrying a spade over his shoulder. That morning, the men had been unemployed, but now they had a mission. The team would start building a new autobahn, highway, to bind together the German Empire. "Today we stand at the threshold of a tremendous start," Hitler stressed in a speech on Reich radio transmitted into German homes. "The time will come when rain, frost, and snow will make the work trying and difficult for everyone. But it is necessary. This work must be done." "In taking on a difficult task today," the Chancellor continued, "you are ensuring that hundreds of thousands more will receive work in the factories and workshops by virtue of your increased buying power." Hitler carried on in this vein, before concluding energetically, "German workers, to work!" To punctuate his words, the Führer grabbed a spade from in front of him, forcing it into the ground. Behind him stood Fritz Todt. Todt had been appointed by Hitler to the role of Inspector General for German roadways, and the engineer later described the scene. Again and again he plunged the shovel into the soil heap. There was nothing symbolic about the effort. This was true construction. Two workers came, and all continued until the mound was dug out in a satisfactory manner, and sweat dripped from Hitler's forehead. Such a striking act could almost only herald better times, and optimism was needed. The empire was in crisis after several years of recession and spiraling unemployment. Germany was on the brink. Hitler's first of many shovel loads in September 1933 led to an autobahn connecting Hamburg with Basel, literally paving the way for progress. This new road network, intended exclusively for motor vehicles, would bring Germany into the modern era. Equally important to the Nazis was that the work would lead to a drastic fall in the number of unemployed, which had been approaching a staggering 6 million. Todt promised that a total of 600,000, or 10% of all unemployed, would find a job in road construction. The entire nation had the opportunity to follow the initiative. Germans had left work early so that everyone could hear the radio broadcast from Darmstadt, and many felt encouraged by Hitler's speech. When he came to power just 8 months earlier, Hitler had inherited an economy in ruins. Large war reparations after the defeat in World War I had drained the country and led the economy into a vicious cycle of inflation.